Welcome back, everybody. Welcome to the Weekly Gringo. I am your host, Soul Gringo. Thank you so much for being here. We got a great show ahead of us. We got a very special guest here. He goes by many names. Many names. But you may know him as the Big Snake. Jacob Doherty is here.
Oh, my goodness. I am, frankly, I'm humbled.
Thank you for being here, Snake.
That's
man.
Good. I don't know if they heard the handshake at home, but there was a very mighty, hearty handshake.
Oh, that was a tough handshake, man. That was a very firm grip on you, man. That's a working man's hand.
Well, you know, I work hard with my hands. That's what makes them so soft and supple.
That is great, man. You got some nice, that's manly hands, dude. I got those office hands, man. I'm out of control.
Yeah, well, you live a very cushy life.
Cushy life?
Yeah.
I mean, I do some landscaping on the side, but
no, I know. Yeah, you've been up to it.
Doing my thing, but I wear gloves.
Yeah, you're keeping up with it. No, you got to wear gloves. I believe in that. I mean, Rip, thank you for having me on.
Thank you for being here, sir.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It's my pleasure. Before, I kind of want to get this out of the way.
PSA right now?
Well, you know, you asked me to be on the cast yesterday. I got so excited, and I was racking my brain how to really show proper gratitude for having me on board your fledgling cast, which I hear is doing great.
Well, thank
you. I mean, you know, obviously this is part of our Umbrella Corporation here, but I'm just gonna go out and say I wrote you a poem.
You wrote me a poem.
I wrote you a little poem.
Let's hear it, man. I'm excited.
I'm a little nervous to share it, but
be nervous.
It's coming from the heart.
Coming from
and
the
this
heart,
is
man.
This is just to express gratitude for having me on. Okay, so I entitled it "Ode to Gringo."
Ode to Gringo, baby.
Ode to Gringo. Ye olde gringo, ringing out loud like a drunken guitar solo to a middle-aged crowd. To he whose popularity is shocking to behold, like gripping a Bud Light can that is ice cold.
Ooh.
Alas, thine shalt not put confines on the gringo, for he shines too bright. All you shall take in tonight is the sweet image of the Hawaiian shirt-clad boy. That, or get lost in the noise. Make your choice. Make your choice.
Now that was a great poem,
you,
man.
Thank you. I wrote it for you.
I appreciate that.
Called
Ode
to sir. Gringo. That's another
Ode to Gringo.
There.
That's great.
Ode to Gringo. So yeah, that's just a little something that I prepared. I wanted to get it out of the way, but you can go on with what you have.
I really appreciate it, man. That was a great poem, dude.
Thanks. I poured my heart and soul to it. So, I really appreciate that.
Now, Snake, man, I'm really glad you're here. I want to get into some things, man.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you're in the rock band Leah, correct?
I am in the rock band Leah.
That's great, man. I've been checking out your music a lot lately. My favorite song is The Lorax, dude.
That's a crowd favorite. That's a good song. That was off the first professionally recorded single that we did a few years back. Yeah, yep.
Now, how long have you guys been doing this thing, man?
Well, I originally hooked up with the guitarist, singer, kind of songwriter, James, probably in 2011. So it's been a while.
Oh, it's been
maybe 2011, 2012. Like, in that area. So, we originally were a two-piece, and we were just kind of playing.
Oh, you were a two-piece?
Yeah, it was just me on drums.
No bass,
doing the thing, and then James laying down his shit, and we rehearsed for, like, months and months, and then we started gigging like that. And then, probably about 3 years ago, we picked up a bassist.
You picked up a bass player.
And then we started recording.
Kind of brings the sound together, you know?
It does. And we weren't really ready to record until we got a bassist to kind of fill it. Because we're still just a three-piece, so,
yeah.
You know, it's...
That's great, man. Now, I want to ask you a couple questions about Leah.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we know how long you guys have been around. What's one of the greatest shows you guys ever played, man?
Greatest shows? Well, I mean, shows are, for those of you who are, I'm sure there's plenty of...
We've got to be a very special one that sticks out in
musicians and stuff that play. Shows can be great for different reasons.
Oh, absolutely.
A show can be great because it's so hilariously terrible that you could tell the story forever and ever.
Oh, I played those.
Yes. But I'm going to pick a show that was actually really great. We got to open up for Les Butcherettes, which are like a very popular kind of indie rock band. headed by this chick who goes by Terry Genderbender, but she has like connections to the Mars Volta and shit. So it was to a packed house at the ballroom, and there was probably like 100 people there.
Wow.
And we got to open up for them. We went on right before they went on, and that was probably the best show.
Best show you ever
I think
played?
That we played. Yeah, we, you know, it's a good sounding room where we played, and it was just really cool to be able to do that, you know.
It's awesome. I actually want to talk about a show I played now that you brought up.
You told me the great show you played. Let's talk shop, man.
Let's talk shop. Back in, what the hell year was it? Was it 2013? My old band, Rage Youth, shout out to Rage Youth, HBS, all that.
Word.
We played at Anchors Up, rest in peace. I'm pretty sure it's not around anymore. I could be wrong.
Well, I've never heard
shout
of
it. Shout out to Haverhill.
Yeah.
But, we played a show with, who the hell was it? Incendiary. Mm. Anguish to probably like a full maybe 200 people max capacity.
Oh shit,
we were the openers.
Yeah,
but dude, people were throwing down, punching each other, and
ain't that the best when you see your audience erupting
in
violence,
even for the Hatebreed cover?
Yeah. Oh wow, you guys did a Hatebreed cover.
How Connecticut of us.
Yeah, very Connecticut, but hey, I respect it.
No, that was my fun show. I mean,
yeah,
there's, I mean, obviously there's a lot of fun shows like you said for many reasons, like,
yeah.
Now, what was the worst show I want to hear? I don't want to hear the worst show. We're talking about good, and I want to hear the worst. I mean, I want to hear about this, man.
Worst show. Well, one time we took a trek all the way up to Burlington, Vermont.
Ooh.
For those of you who don't own a map at home, or maybe for people listening abroad, which I'm sure we have a very wide array of people listening abroad to this.
Shout outs to our listeners in Alaska. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Not technically abroad, but definitely not part of the main continent of North America, I guess. I don't know. Not part of the U.S., connected to the U.S., part of the
practically
U.S.
Russia, man.
And you know what I'm talking about. So anyways, so we drove all the way to Burlington, Vermont, and that is about like 20 minutes from the Canadian border. It's far from Connecticut, where we're based out of here, for those of you abroad. So we drove all the way up there, probably about a 6-hour drive. Drove in a van that is not good on gas. Ooh. Got up there.
The old Snake and T van.
The old Snake and T van. Drove up there, and then she had a dual life. You know, she'd take the band, she'd take us around once in a while, but. Rest in peace. Shout out to Rosie. She's back with her original boy. She left us for her original boyfriend. So we get up there, and you know, we're getting ready to play. We get all our shit loaded up, and the first band goes on. They play about 30 minutes. They're the ones that got us on the show.
It's kind of a long set, actually, for an opening.
Yeah, yeah.
Can I say an unpopular opinion right now about opening sets and just sets in general?
Go on.
I stopped caring after a band after 10 minutes. I stopped caring about them after 10 minutes.
That's not unpopular. Most people, 15 minutes is about all they got in them.
I mean, I'll be honest with you, man. I mean, I've seen shows that are hours long and
yeah,
half hours long and it's ridiculous. I only want to hear you for 15 minutes. I mean, I would tell Paul McCartney, stop playing after 10 minutes. I don't care how fucking good.
You tell Sir Paul that.
Oh, I will, man.
Yeah.
I mean, the only person that could keep on playing and keep on playing and keep on playing and keep on playing and I would not get sick of it was probably Blink-182, but
yeah.
That's neither here nor there. But keep going to your story. I apologize.
I could probably listen to Blink-182 for like 2.5 minutes before I'm just like, who kidnapped me and brought me here?
You heard old Gringo.
I didn't mean to diss you like that on your kid. But let me keep going with the story. So we get there, and the first band plays for like 30 minutes, and then we go on, and naturally we play for like 15 minutes because while we're setting up this, it was at this pizza place pretty much, like right in downtown Burlington, and the second we're setting up, like our guitarist is tuning, and some dickhead bar manager comes over and he goes, either play or don't fucking play, none of that in between noisy bullshit like you're doing right now, and then walks away. While, like, we're trying to tune up, which is totally necessary. So, we just play a sloppy 15-minute set, and we get out of there, and we get, like, $5 for the show. And the bar manager's just being an asshole because apparently he expects us to play for, like, 3 hours.
3 hours?
Yeah. Well, he was just like, well, we booked music for the night. You guys only played for 45 minutes. And I was like, one, you're a dickhead. Two, fuck you. Like, you should have done your research. We don't even have 3 hours of material. We're not a fucking cover band. And also, we drove 6 hours to be here, and you gave us $5, and we were promised like $100 to going up there.
That's fucked up, man.
Yeah, that was the worst show. Then we drove all the way back and almost accidentally crossed the Canadian border because I was looking for gas on the way back home.
Ooh.
Went the wrong way. I went north. Should have been north. Driving? South. I was driving for that part.
For that part?
Yeah. Yeah. So that was probably the worst show.
Ooh. It's rough, man. I'll tell you.
It's a rough life.
I'll tell you a rough one of mine, man. I was back in the day, maybe 2012. I forgot which band it was. I don't know if it was in Rage Youth or Easy Company. It was one of those bands. But we were at the Webster Underground, you know, the pinnacle of all music venues.
Battle of the Bands.
Oh, yeah, Battle of the Bands.
That's ground zero for Battle. I think the war is still raging over there.
Dude, I mean, you know, you get 100 fucking tickets, you maybe sell three. And
yep.
I mean, if you don't sell any tickets, you get a terrible time.
You don't win the battle.
You don't win the battle, man. Yep. But we probably sold, like, four tickets to our parents and...
Yeah.
There's nobody there, and some girl told me we stunk, and it was so bad.
She flat out said you stunk.
Yeah, well, I was flirting with her a little bit. Then she, like, got real with me and said, your band sucks. That's a little fucked up.
Yeah, that's a little bit fucked. That's kind of, I mean, that's hilarious, but also, yeah, I mean, who the fuck are you, you know?
It's a lot of control.
Was she there playing music, or was she just there watching one of her friend's bands?
She was spectating with a ska band.
Yeah. Oh, a ska band. Ugh. Thank Yuck. God that shit's not a thing anymore.
Oh, it's still a thing, buddy.
All I think of when I think of ska bands is some fat white kid wearing cargo shorts with a goddamn fedora on. Doing that. What's that dance they got called? Skanking, man. Skanking, yeah. Oh, God.
You don't be skanking in the pit, bro?
No, with checkered van slip-ons and fucking...
And your fucking suit on and...
Yeah, no, I've never been in a ska. I mean, no doubt was about as ska as I went.
I'll tell you, I went to a... what the fuck is that band called? Who sings Sellout? Was that Real Big Fish?
Oh, yeah.
I saw them at the main Webster, the big Webster.
Yeah.
I'll give them respect. I mean, they're not my thing, but...
Sure, they were tight bands.
They were tight. I mean, every other band stunk down. I forgot who else played.
Yeah.
I was probably drunk or high or something, but...
That's natural for a ska show.
Oh, absolutely. You know, those ska kids are out of control.
But, yeah. Mm-hmm. But, definitely.
But anyway, that was a rough show, but, you know...
Sounds like a rough time. Sounds like a rough time.
Oh, it was a rough time. It was a rough time for old Gringo.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm sorry to hear it, man. We're on the up and up. Do the listeners know we were in a band for a little jaunt?
For those who don't know, I was previously in a band called Enraged Youth, out of Connecticut. I don't think the band's around anymore. Yeah. Shout outs to all those guys: John, Justin, Jack, Ricky, Tyler, all them, dude.
Yeah.
Shout outs to them. They're doing big things right now, man. They're all still in it, you know.
That's good.
I'm proud of them. It's awesome.
Yeah.
But you know, man. So the music thing, dude, that's pretty awesome, man. So how long have you actually been playing drums, though? I mean, did you just jump right into it, or, you know, how long have you been playing, man?
Well, you know what it was is, I don't know, it's kind of like always the kid that was tapping on everything ever since I was a wee tot, a boy.
Okay.
Always tapping on everything. I always had an interest in playing the drums. Always wanted to do it. But when I was in elementary school and it came for, like, music signups, you know, obviously, naturally, I signed up for the drums.
Yeah.
But there was only... Because every little kid wants to play the drums. There's only two slots available for drummers. And the fucking PTA, like, parents, their kids got the two drum slots. And I got stuck playing the trumpet for like, 2 years. And then I stopped playing music. I didn't play anything, like, throughout high school. And I picked up the drums when I was, like, 19. Because I always wanted to play. And I had a job. And I bought myself a drum kit. Started playing, just took it like a fish to water, never stopped ever since.
You just jumped right into it and...
Yeah.
Were you self-taught or...?
For the first 2 years I played, the first 1 year, I was mainly self-taught, just trying to, like, play on to, like, Beatles songs I liked and shit like that. And then I started taking lessons, and that definitely, like, helped with the breakthrough. I started, like, learning how to, like... I already kind of knew how to read music.
I heard lessons really help a musician... I'm a guitar player. I personally have never taken a guitar lesson, but...
Yeah. Well, you know what it is? What they teach you is just, like, it's the rudiments. You don't realize how good
that makes you. Why things sound a certain way.
Yeah. Like, when it's this boring shit you have to practice, it's always, like, rudimental, boring bullshit. But when you're forced to practice that for, like, 2 years, it just makes you astronomically better.
Really?
All around. And you don't even realize it's doing it when it's happening.
You know, I jammed with a kid a while ago, and we were just goofing around playing some, you know, punk rock stuff. And
yeah.
It's like, you know, man, you should learn your scales, dude. And I was like, I don't think I will.
Hey, more respect to that, too, because I'm not saying it's
nothing
necessity.
Against the scales, obviously, yeah. Honestly. Yeah. But, I mean...
If you just want to play just to make whatever the fuck you want, that's cool. I've been teaching myself keyboard. I don't plan on taking lessons or anything for that.
No, I want to get into your serious instrument, though.
Mm-hmm.
Your serious instrument.
Now, drums.
You may not be able to talk, maybe legally, you may not be able to talk about this. But
I think I know where this
is
going.
How long have you been playing the slide whistle? We need to know.
Well, the slide whistle, my true love. I've been playing that for about 2 months.
Okay, 2 months.
Yeah, 2 months. Unfortunately, there's been breaks in my practice time.
Okay.
Because I live with a girl who I also date who thinks it's super fucking annoying. She just rips it out of my hands every time I start playing it.
Really?
You've heard me play. I can play Grand Ole Flag like a motherfucker on the slide whistle.
Oh, you're a master.
Yeah. And I can stomp around the house just playing Grand Ole Flag all day for hours on end, just stomping around, playing Grand Ole Flag on the slide whistle. Instant comedy hit, by the way. But, yeah, I don't know. It's MIA right now. It is currently, I don't know
taking
where the slide...
Taking a little break.
I don't know where the slide whistle is. I don't know. She hit it on me again.
She hit it?
Domina, if you're listening at home, I want my fucking slide whistle back! I want to play the fucking slide whistle! Seriously!
The slide whistle is very important, I must say. It's a crucial instrument.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's hilarious. It's good. And then also, every time you get a boner, you can go... And then when your boner's done, you go...
Absolutely true.
I mainly got it for that, for like when I get boners.
For when you get boners.
That was like the idea in my head when
and
I
Grand
Ole
Flag came afterwards.
Yeah, no, I mean, then I started, I was like, wait a minute, this just doesn't have to just be slapstick boner comedy. I can make something beautiful with this. Exactly. I could play Grand Ole Flag as an ode to our nation. You know?
You gotta do it, man. And you know, man, you got a lot of music going on, but I want to get some other areas of you right now.
Yeah, sure. No, go ahead.
Now, you are a co-founder of SnakeNT.com, correct?
That is correct. Yeah. Co-founder with the Crazy T.
Crazy T. Shout out to Crazy T. He's all right over there.
He's texting on his phone right now.
I'm producing.
Yeah.
Right now.
Yeah. I mean,
heavy production is going on.
He's
here.
Producing a
he's
text
a busy
to
guy,
his mom
man.
Right over there, probably.
He's a busy guy, man.
Yeah. No, he's a busy guy.
I'm actually checking stocks, our stocks.
Yeah. How they doing, anyways?
Yeah, how are the stocks doing?
Oh, just wonderful.
All right, good. All right, yeah. But yeah, no, I'm a co-founder of Snake and T, along with Crazy T himself, who was your first guest, I hear.
Oh, he was the first guest. Yeah. He was a great guest.
Excellent choice. I hear he's a veteran podcaster.
It was great to have an experienced podcaster on the show.
Mm-hmm.
But now, you're also the co-host of the Wilson cast, is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct, yep. Well, actually, I don't like to be called a co-host. We both like to be referred to as the hosts.
Okay.
It's just a little, you know, it's a little idiosyncrasy that we do. Yeah. We're both the hosts.
You're both the hosts.
There is no co-host. It's a team effort, you know?
Oh, it's a team effort. So you're the host of the Wilson cast.
Yeah.
And how long has that been going on for, man?
Well, it's been going on for years now. And I think about it. I hit that table. That's probably going to show up. But it's been going on for years. Probably 4 years. We've been at it. Yeah.
4 years?
Can I get a fact check on that?
4 years?
4 years for the Wilson cast.
The Wilson cast, was that, can we confirm or deny? Or?
Yeah, let's look it up right now.
Okay, yeah.
Let's see, we have
he's searching through 40 files.
So episodes.
Yeah, 40 episodes.
If we go over there, about 3.5 years.
3.5 years?
Okay, yeah, I'm not too far off the mark.
Not
yet.
Too
it's
far
like 3.5
off.
That dude's in a lot of movies.
He's a great actor, man.
I love Owen Wilson. I love him to death. He's like my brother. I feel like he's my brother. I've never met him before or talked to him.
No, I need to know this, though.
Yeah.
I really need to know. Why Wilson? I want to know.
You want to know?
He's a great actor. All right. Know that. That's
right.
Obvious.
Here is the truth.
The truth. I want
to
hear it.
I don't know what T said to you when he was on here if you asked him the same question.
I did not ask him this.
Okay. This is the true reason why the Wilson cast started. I had just moved in with Crazy T.
Okay.
Here, you know, at Snake and T Studios. Before it was Snake and T Studios. I had just moved in. And what dangle happened was that I had a car that broke down. And I didn't have transportation for a job. And I had no money and no car and no job. So I couldn't pay T any rent.
Okay.
And you know, like in the thick of all this that's happening is I'm sitting on the couch. And you know, T's there and on TV... The movie You, Me, and Dupree just happens to be playing.
Okay.
And I'm sitting there, I'm going, you know what, man, I fucking love Owen Wilson. I always felt like Owen Wilson appealed to me. Like, he was my kind of actor.
You relate to him.
I feel like Owen Wilson. Like, a lot of his characters when I watch his movies.
Which character in particular?
Just all of them.
All
because
of
he
them.
Has a shtick for, like, every one that he does. It, especially in, like, the buddy comedies or the rom-coms. So, we're watching this. And literally, like, right after I was talking to Tom, I'm like, you know what? T, I'm so sorry. Like, I got no job. I got no income right now. I'm gonna fucking. I've been applying for jobs like a motherfucker. Something's gonna come up. I'm going to get you some money. I really appreciate you letting me stay here. Owen Wilson's character on You, Me, and Dupree just launches into this big thing where he's living at, for those who don't know the movie, he's living at his friend Matt Dillon's house with his, like, fiance. And he's living there because he doesn't have a place to live and he lost his job. And then he starts telling, like, the main character in that, just like, oh, you know what, this is just temporary. I'm gonna get on my feet. I'm gonna hit the pavement tomorrow. I'll get a job in no time. And it was like the exact same talk I just gave Tom right before that actually happened on screen. And I was just like, you know what? Fuck, I am. That is me. I am Owen Wilson. And then T was just like, oh, we should do a cast about Owen Wilson. I was like, let's fucking do it. And then we did it.
Can you confirm that crazy T over there?
That did in fact happen. The podcast idea, I think, came up later at a bar.
We're a lot of great ideas.
That is the condensed version of it, though, yes.
Yeah. Very condensed. I wanted to...
He definitely didn't pay me rent for a while. I will fact check that.
You're
going to fact check on that?
It is true.
I will never forget when you allowed me to not pay you rent for the last month so I could buy tobacco to get cigarettes. I'll never forget that.
It seemed more important than money in my pocket.
It was. It was very important.
Now, before we move on to something next, I want to point out that I am on 2 episodes of the Wilson cast. And what were you on, man? I was pretty wasted one of those nights, man.
Well, the first one, Inherent Vice was the last one. The first one you were on was, can we get a fact check on that one? Because I can't remember. I just remember you getting very drunk and sleepy, and you were sleeping on the futon, and you kept saying, I'll be right up, but you weren't right up. You were actually actively sleeping. I'm trying to think. Oh, jeez.
So it was Inherent Vice and the movie Are You Here?
Are You Here? That was the one, yeah. That was a really bad one. That
episode
was the one that
39
was...
39 and episode 42.
Oh, yeah, you've been condensed in it. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you had some quick turnovers on that. How'd you like being on the Wilson cast?
Oh, I had a great time on the Wilson cast.
We have been doing the Wilson cast since December 2015.
Get out of town.
So about three and a half years.
Yeah.
And you can
3 years. 2.5 years.
Still get out of town though. Get out of town with that. I mean that's
And you can find the Wilson cast on snakeatea.com, correct?
That's right. You can find everything on snakeatea.com. This is your one stop shop.
There's books up there too, right?
There's a book. There's a big old book up there. I want to ask you a quick question.
Ask me.
Is it at all possible that maybe Crazy T and I, myself, the Big Snake, maybe inspired you to make your own podcast a little bit?
It's very possible. You guys pitched an idea to me a while ago. I won't say the idea.
No, because it could still happen. It could still happen. It
could still happen. You guys pitched an idea to me, and I thought about it, and, you know, I'll be honest. I'll tell you how this really came about. Though you were inspiring me, I was with a friend of mine. We were hanging out doing some things.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And I'm talking to him. We're having a great conversation. I was like, you know, man, we start a podcast. And, you know, he's like, yeah, dude, that's awesome. Let's totally do it. I said, all right, let's do it right now. Yeah. He said, oh, man, I don't want to do it right now. I just don't feel like doing it. So I said, fuck that. I'm doing it myself.
Yeah.
And that's kind of where the Weekly Gringo was born. But, you know, Snake and Teed, heavy inspiration there. The Wilson cast also inspired me.
Of course, yeah, of course. We're all inspiring for a lot of people, I hear.
Oh, you guys are inspirations everywhere.
Yeah. Mainly in Oklahoma, but go on.
In Oklahoma?
Yeah,
Oklahoma. Is Russell Westbrook listening?
Wichita,
Kansas.
Oh, Kansas, not Oklahoma. Bad. Yeah, Russ is not listening.
Yeah, no.
Unfortunately, I wish he was. But now, I have another question for you, Big Snake Man.
Shoot! Let me have it!
I'm shooting, man, now.
Come on, now.
I know that you're interested in plants, man. I want you to talk a little bit about that.
Oh, I love plants.
Tell the world. Tell us a little bit about
it. What do you want to know about plants? I just picked up a part-time, I work 2 part-time, a weekend job at a garden center. I've just been absorbing all this information about plants. And I've always had an interest in them.
They're fascinating.
They're very
right?
good. They're cool. They're neat.
Now, what's your favorite plant, man?
My favorite plant?
Personal favorite.
Oh, geez. Personal favorite. I mean, I really like coleus. That's a fun decorative, leafy. I like the plants that never flower.
Okay.
I like just, like, decorative leaves. I like bushy plants. I really think that phlox is really cool, though, actually. That's flowering perennial. But, I mean, I really love... Allium might be my favorite.
Allium?
Yeah.
You a fan of that Russian sage, dude?
The Russian sage is nice. All sages are nice.
I'm a big fan of the Russian sage.
Oh, yeah. You know, the sage, actually, salvia, you know, people, like, smoke that, and, like, they get all fucked up. They're like, oh, you gotta try salvia.
Out of control.
Yeah. But, actually, salvia is just, like, sage is in the salvia plant family.
Really?
They're very closely related, because, it's called, like, this is pretty much Latin for sage, is salvia.
So are you telling me if I see a bunch of young kids buying Russian sage, I should call the police?
You should probably call the police. Also, if you see a bunch of young kids buying, like, Artemisia, they're buying wormwood, and they're probably going to make a tonic out of it and get all trippy. That's like an herb. A bushy perennial herb, too.
Well, we don't want that.
Like a sage. No, I mean, I'm all against teenagers as a whole, but teenagers getting high, no fucking thank you. Not on my watch, all right?
Oh, no way.
No, not teenagers.
And don't bring the plants into this. They're innocent.
No, there. Plants are innocent, absolutely.
I don't want to bring them into
plants. But like that, I love foxglove. I love all kinds of plants. There's all kinds of
things. And lavender?
Honeysuckle. Love lavender.
That's up there. Great. That used to be my favorite plant.
Yeah.
I also, myself, had worked at a nursery and a farm, and we had a lot of lavender, and I would just walk up and give it a nice sniff every now and then. It just smells so good.
It just smells delicious. There's lots of great smelling plants. I mean, there's so many different types of mints, and the Citrosa geraniums, that's like where they get citronella from, repels mosquitoes. There's tons of uses for plants and herbs. It's just really interesting stuff. You can just delve deep into that.
Now, do you do any of your planting on your own? Any personal?
Well, no. I rent an apartment in Meriden, and for those of you that don't know Meriden, Connecticut, it's pretty much an enormous place to put cigarettes in. Cigarette butts on the ground.
Shout out to Meriden, Connecticut.
Yeah, shout out to Meriden. Cigarette butts and Natty Daddy cans. So there's really no planting at my apartment right now, but I'm picking up all the tips I can. I'd love to be able to garden. You know, if you plant your tomato plants with basil, it repels fruit flies.
Really?
Yeah.
I got a tomato plant going right now with the house.
Plant some basil right next to it.
Some basil in there?
It'll keep pests away. And then you have basil, too, for your tomatoes. Oof. Just a little gardening tip for those of you who don't know.
Now, speaking of garden, I want to ask a crazy tea question. You have a garden right now, right? Tea?
Yes, I do. Sorry, I was taking show notes.
Yeah.
Yeah,
not texting.
He's a busy guy. Yeah. He's a busy guy.
No, he's still texting.
What was the question? Still
texting. You got a garden going, correct?
I do. I do, in fact, have a garden going, and I have a pretty successful rose bush going on right now.
Really?
Yeah. Those are actually pretty hard to maintain.
No, rose bushes are hard to... I could definitely back that. They're hard to take care of.
I've got quite the green thumb, and I'm discovering it this season in particular.
Yeah. Doesn't it feel nice to just take care of plants and stuff?
It absolutely does.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's very, just you can't be angry when you're doing that work.
I'll show you my rose bush after this.
All right, sounds good.
Yeah.
All right, shush. It's here.
It's here.
Where?
Out front.
It's here at the studio?
It's here, out front.
There's a rose bush out front here?
Yeah.
Well, what are we doing sitting here doing this fucking podcast? Let's go look at the rose bush.
And you've been hiding this rose bush from us for so long?
Shouldn't that be the first words out of your mouth after I worked a 9-hour shift?
Go check out the rose bush.
I might request that we do that.
Alright.
Pause it.
Woo! That was a beautiful plant.
Look at that. That bush was amazing.
That was great.
Oh my god.
I'm proud of you, man.
You're doing good work over here, man. You're doing really good work with the bush.
You really have a green thumb.
Oh my goodness.
Now, Snake Man, on the Weekly Gringo, we like to get into some things. We like to talk about sports here, and I know that that's not your biggest thing.
Nah, it's alright.
I need your opinion on some things, man, because you know you're a fan of somebody. And can you tell us who that is?
King James.
King James. And for those at home, what's his first name?
LeBron.
LeBron James.
Yep.
He. What is he?
He's a basketball player.
Is he the GOAT?
He's the GOAT. That's the greatest of all time.
Now, speaking of the GOAT, not the GOAT, I take that back. I apologize, Michael Jordan.
You have called him a GOAT before.
When have I called him a GOAT? LeBron.
I mean, I've heard you say it like on drunken occasions, like once or twice.
No, I did not.
Yeah, maybe when you were sipping that sip of sunshine or gulping it down, I'm pretty sure you've admitted that he's definitely a GOAT.
I have admitted he's a GOAT.
Yes, you have.
Are you sure not mistaking me for my previous guest who called him a GOAT?
I am not mistaking you for your previous guest who also called him a goat. Tom, is he a goat?
Now, goat, there's only one goat.
There's only one goat?
The greatest of all time. And in my opinion, if we're talking about the goat of basketball, he is not to me. Mm-hmm. But there is a debate.
Okay.
Now,
that is the facts.
Okay.
There's a huge debate around that. I would personally argue that Michael Jordan and Kobe Bryant are ahead of him.
I don't necessarily know enough about who those people are or how to say their names or what teams they played on or the sport of basketball as a whole. But I could tell you one thing. I did enjoy watching LeBron James play this season because this is the first season of basketball I have watched as a result of being friends with you.
Absolutely, man. Now, LeBron, he's a free agent right now.
Uh-huh.
He's a, his contract, I think it, what, is it expired? It expires pretty soon. But there's a lot of talk about where he's going to go, and I want to ask you a question about
okay,
that.
Go on.
I'm going to name off some teams
yep.
here. And these are all the options of where LeBron may or may not go. There's a lot of speculation around it.
Yeah.
And I know you don't, I mean, I want you to like, kind of throw a dart at a map here, and I'm going to name some things that I want after I read them off, I want you to tell me where you think he's going based on the city, the name of the team, and that's about it.
Okay.
Now I'm going to start off. The first option where LeBron could go is the Los Angeles Lakers.
Nah.
Not feeling it.
No, I don't think he'll go to the Lakers.
You know, just gut feeling?
Just gut feeling. Doesn't sound like it.
I don't see him going to the West, honestly.
No.
Okay, the next option, the 76ers from Philadelphia. There's a lot of talk about that. That could be a big three right there.
I heard some talk about it. I know that Philadelphia is an old city.
Yes.
It's a city rich with tradition.
Oh, yes.
So I feel that maybe just off the clout of the city itself, I don't know how Philadelphia... I mean, I know that Will Smith's character in his... classic sitcom. He was from West Philadelphia.
Oh yes, I'm sure he's a Sixers
fan. The Prince of Bel Air. Yeah, yeah. So you know, there's that. They got that going for it.
So is it possible LeBron could end up there?
I'm thinking it's possible. I'm gonna go ahead and say.
You think there's so much history in Philly, and he's a history maker that he could kind of intertwine?
I feel like King James is a history buff. He probably really likes our forefathers and all the rich tradition and history in Philadelphia. And I'm sure that man loves a good cheesesteak. Who doesn't?
We didn't even get into cheesesteak.
I mean, think about cheesesteaks alone. That's a fringe benefit.
Now that might make me want to go to Philadelphia and play basketball.
Cheesesteak, man. That's what it's all about.
Now, so 76ers are definitely an option is what you're saying.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
All right, I got a couple more I want to read off before you make your final decision.
All right, go for it.
And now the Cleveland Cavaliers are an option where he is currently on. And I personally, old Gringo is going to say, I think he's going to stay in the Cavaliers.
Yeah, I think he's going to stay.
I think they're going to bring in some more talent. And I think they're going to motivate him to stay because he's been to the finals, what, 3-4 years in a row?
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, do you want to fact me?
Check on that? 3-4 years? How many is it? 4 years in a row they've been to the finals, the Cavaliers? I want to say four. I guarantee it's four, but we gotta.
Is that as a direct result of LeBron James, though?
I mean, nobody else is bringing them to the finals, man. I mean,
all right,
that guy can carry a team, man.
Yeah,
I mean, he's no goat, but he can carry a team.
I think he's a bit of a goat. I think he's a little bit of a goat.
Yeah, I mean, that's your opinion, but what do we got over there, Crazy T?
LeBron James been in back-to-back NBA finals. He has been to the NBA finals back-to-back a total of 6 times. So how many years has he been?
I think he's
been with the Cavs 4 years now.
Yeah. Yeah, so he's been... he brought the Cavs to 4 straight finals.
6 times is crazy.
Yeah. Well, it was with the Heat, but... It was 2 years with the Heat, but... I mean, so...
He won with the Heat, though, right?
Oh, he did. He won too.
He'll probably move then, I'm thinking.
You don't think he's going to stay in Cleveland?
I think he...
I don't know.
I was watching his other teammates play, and I'm just like, these guys aren't holding up their end of the bargain.
Oh, no, he carried that fucking team in the finals, man. How do you score fucking 51 points and lose?
That's outrageous, truly, though. I don't even know anything about the sport, but, I mean, I figured if I played a basketball game and scored 51 points, that should make me a winner, right?
Absolutely. Now... The next team on the list, the Boston Celtics.
Mm-hmm.
Not happening.
I want to say no. No on a big fat no on that.
I wouldn't like that, honestly.
No.
Now,
I'm sure you'd love it. Oh, come on. You would fucking love it. If LeBron James came to your precious little Celtics, that tiny Irish man logo that you guys got with a cane for some fucking reason, Oh, you would love him. You would be full on LeBron James fanatic if he came to your team.
I don't think he would fit in Boston, man. I really don't.
No?
I don't think he would appreciate Boston as much as
because there's so many white people there?
Now, what does race have to do with
I was like to bring it up because T.O. is giving you shit for Boston being like a racist sports team.
They're Boston,
The Patriots.
I want to clear the air here. Boston is not affiliated with anything racist. We are a good-spirited team.
Mm-hmm.
We mean no harm. We're not racist.
Why would you not like LeBron James on your team? Is it just because you know you're not going to get him?
Well, he would never go to Boston because his old friend Kyrie is there, and Kyrie wanted to get away from him.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want to push Kyrie away.
Yeah.
I think he's younger.
Yeah.
He's got more years ahead of him, and
yeah,
probably a little cheaper, too.
Yeah, probably a lot cheaper.
No, but let's move on from the Celtics, because we know he's not going.
All right, let's move on.
We know he's not going. Let's move on.
Yeah.
The Houston Rockets.
Well, that sounds fun.
Now, I'm going to say something right now. I think if he does go to the West, but I don't think he'll do, he would go to the Rockets. One of his best friends, Chris Paul, is there. Good friend is.
Christopher Paul?
Christopher Paul, man. CP3, baby.
CP3. The Rockets. I mean, that just based off the name, I mean, they sound really fun. I don't know what they do.
No one really knows what they actually do.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. I mean, I think that, you know, it'd be fun to be on a team called the Houston Rockets.
So you think LeBron would be inspired to go there, but solely on the name?
Well, you know, I mean, there's a lot of rich history in that town as well. I mean, I imagine they call it Rockets based off the space station there, right? The NASA. Is that why they call it the Rockets? Houston Rockets?
Because they
shoot space rockets out of there?
I'd imagine.
You know, that's important stuff, too. I mean, maybe you consider that.
It's a possibility, though.
50-50. I feel like LeBron's a very well-rounded man. He probably appreciates
it. Team of point guards.
Team of point guards?
Is that a bad thing?
James Harden, Chris Paul. LeBron James is a point guard.
He's a point guard?
He's a point guard heart. He controls everything.
He brings the ball up the court every single possession. He's a point guard.
Pretty much.
Is that what a point guard does?
Team of point guards.
Team of point guards, man, maybe wouldn't work out. But so this next one, the San Antonio Spurs. Now, I would be interested to see that. I don't think that'll happen. San Antonio Spurs. Our guest last week was actually wearing cowboy boots with Spurs. Huge Spurs fan.
Jake, they're the Patriots of the NBA.
So they just win all the time.
Yeah, and it's hard to explain how or why they're winning.
Oh, okay, gotcha. Yeah.
Well, they got some legends on their
team.
Peep
characters.
No.
It's a really old white head coach, willing his team to win somehow every year.
Don't you disrespect the great Popovich?
They're very boring.
Bill Belichick. They're very boring.
Yeah, their big star is super lame and boring. He's retired now. What's his face?
Tim
Duncan. Yeah, I can't even remember.
Tim Duncan.
Yeah.
Timothy Duncan.
Wouldn't you say they're the New England Patriots of?
Based off that name,
they have a lot of comparisons. They have a lot of comparisons.
Gregory Popovich.
Yeah, that sounds like the New England Patriots of basketball of the NBA. I'm saying I'm going with it's either the 70.
We got a couple more
Niners
teams
or the.
We got a couple more teams before you.
Oh, okay,
you start shooting it off.
Okay,
before you start shooting your load.
I don't mean to blow my load so quick. My bad. I'm getting excited.
Now, the next team, this wouldn't happen, but the Los Angeles Clippers, the Lakers' bastard cousin.
Wait, both teams are based out of Los Angeles?
Yes, they are.
How big is that city?
I don't know, man. It's a pretty big city, though.
They got two major league teams in the same city, and Connecticut as an entire state doesn't have anything?
Yeah, shouldn't those Clippers come
to Connecticut? That seems a little selfish.
It's very fucking selfish.
Honestly, like, I'm offended that they have two major league teams and the entire state I grew up in doesn't have Dilly.
I'm gonna shit.
So I'm gonna go ahead and say Clippers. Now, also, lame name. What does that mean? Barbers? Is there a lot of barbers in...
Are there a lot of haircutters in fucking L.A., man?
I don't know. Maybe. Clippers? I mean, I know those fancy boys that live over there probably have a lot of nice haircuts and stuff. That's expensive to live in L.A.
Yeah, it absolutely is. Yeah. Now,
so I'm going to say Clippers. Hang on. This is my official response to that.
Now, that's a good take.
Yep.
Now, the next team we're going to bring up where you could possibly land.
They're named after great sailing ships that passed through San Diego.
Well, I did not know that. Thank you, too.
Well, why are they in L.A.?
Checking.
Yeah, why the fuck are they in L.A.?
Why aren't they in San Diego?
San Diego Clippers. That, I mean, I'm just going to say this. They should fucking relocate.
I thought that website said bloopers.com.
They should fucking relocate.
It says clippers.com. They should where do you think they should relocate
it's,
to?
San Diego. Clippers.com.
San Diego.
La Clipper.
San Diego, baby.
San Diego. Yeah, might as well. That's where the Clippers are apparently the sailing ships.
They were originally in San Diego. And named they were going to be the Braves. They inherited a team from somewhere else that were the Braves. They thought the Braves name didn't make any sense moving to San Diego, so they switched it to the Clippers, and from there they moved to LA.
How do you inherit a team?
How do you inherit a team?
The city had lost their Rockets to Houston 7 years earlier.
Wow, this is all coming full circle. This is so dramatic. WWE.
I hope everybody at home is listening to this history right here. I really hope they are. But I want to move on from the Clippers. Fuck them. Now, can you see them on LeBron in the Miami Heat? His best buddy, Dwayne Wade, is there.
Hell, he was there one time, wasn't he?
But we could also make the argument that Dwayne Wade was also on the Cavs, and that didn't work out so well this past season. His best friend, former teammate.
Mm.
They won championships together.
I could see him going back to that then. I mean, but you know, like it's an easier path to go if you already know what you're getting into versus going into the unknown, which I think now he's getting a little bit older. Maybe he just wants to get one more championship and under his belt, if that's what they call it, championship.
Absolutely. Yeah. Now, this last team is the last team on the list, and if this happened, I'd stop watching the NBA, but the Golden State Warriors, reigning champions, could you see LeBron there?
I saw a lot of beef going down at that finals. I don't think he would go to the Golden State Warriors.
You don't think he'd pull a Kevin Durant? And for those who don't know what a Kevin Durant is, it's going to the Golden State Warriors after they beat you.
Is that what he did?
Yeah, absolutely.
Where was he?
Oklahoma City Thunder.
Oh.
And he betrayed Russell Westbrook, joined a 73-win team, won 2 championships, 2 finals MVPs. Doesn't sound so bad now that I'm saying it.
No, it sounds...
But I mean, still, he's a snake, Kevin Durant. Thank you.
So, Golden State Warriors, what's their deal? They just win every year?
They're just a very well-oiled machine.
Yeah.
They have a lot of shooters, a lot of talent.
Well, they got, what's his face? They got Kevin Durant, they got...
Steph Curry. Draymond Green, Klay Thompson. That's the core right there, man.
Yeah, they got a lot. I saw a lot of those guys. Who's that dude that you kept calling a savage that was...
Oh, Draymond Green, he's an absolute savage.
Yeah. I don't think him and LeBron will get along. Him and Draymond Green might not get along.
No, they would not. No. So, based off of what I asked you, I think the 76ers are your clear pick.
I think so, yeah.
All right, I'm going to go with the Cavs, but you pick the 76ers.
I'm going to pick the 76ers. I mean, we will revisit this after draft season's over, after happy hour is done. Is there slang? Does someone call draft season happy hour? Because I think that'd be pretty funny.
They don't, but we're going to start doing that.
Okay, yeah, that sounds good to me.
No, you have a lot of insight on that, Jacob. Yeah, you held your own there, man.
Thanks. I tried keeping up on it. I knew you were going to ask me some basketball questions, so.
Oh, absolutely. But now I want to get to a segment of the show we call the Pick of the Week.
Pick of the Week!
Now, the Pick of the Week is where you pick a song that, you know, you've just been jamming to, you've been loving it. It could be old, new, relevant, irrelevant, whatever.
Yep.
And do you want to lead off? What's your Pick of the Week?
Well, Gringo, you know me. I've always been the kind of man that I like stuff that is used, but still in good condition.
Okay.
Much like the car I drive, 2002 Buick LeSabre.
Yep.
Very good condition, wouldn't you
great
say?
Great condition.
But not brand new.
No, it's not brand new, but it's great.
No. So, you. One of my all-time favorite, kind of like, he kind of flew under the radar a little bit. He was around through the 90s. Kept making music up until he committed a horrifying suicide in the late 2000s. A band called Sparkle Horse.
Sparkle Horse.
Now, Sparkle Horse was led by one man named Mark Linkus, who's the dude who committed suicide. But this one song is by Sparkle Horse. I recommend anyone out there to go look up Sparkle Horse and listen to literally anything you could get your hands on. But this one song I'm going to request as my hot take of the week. It's called Sick of Goodbyes, and it's probably one of the more poppy, like, barn burners that he made.
All right, let's hear it, man.
That was just a space bar.
Well, technical difficulties here. For those who can't, those who are listening at home, I'm nodding my head right now. I'm jamming.
See, this is a good song right here.
I like this pick, man.
It's got, you know, here's the perfect blend between, like,
yeah, I wasn't expecting guitar, a pick like this from you.
Yeah. Like, it's a perfect blend between guitar riffs and, like, experimental kind of electronic music. He likes to do a lot of nonsense lyrics and just kind of stuff like that. And that's really what I really like about all the music that this guy made.
No, that's a good pick, man.
Thank you. I mean, go check it out. Sing Goodbyes by Sparkle Horse. It'll get you down a black hole of listening to all the fucking music this guy ever made, because it's always just, like, surprising. You'll listen to one full album, and there'll be super hard fucking guitar rock songs coupled with just, like, this really weird, like violin, like, kind of segues in between songs. It's very interesting stuff. Genius of a man.
It's good stuff, man. It's good stuff, man. But we're going to go on to my pick. My pick of the week is from a friend of the show. It's by Yak Wedge. He was on the cast last week.
Oh, yeah.
For those who don't know.
Yeah.
But it's a Yak Wedge song, and it's called Coming Down off his new release. Hear those guitars, guys?
I like that. Acoustic plucking, that's very nice.
It's very, you know, I like the guitars, it flows well, and when the vocals kick in.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of emotion behind this song.
Oh, yeah. This is some nice stuff, yeah.
It's good stuff, man. He worked real hard on this.
Yeah. Did he make his own beats and stuff for this one? Or?
He has a buddy who makes his beats. His name is Slept On.
Oh, okay.
Slept On, shout out to Yak Wedge.
Yeah.
Good friends of the show.
That's some good shit, man.
Now that's a good one, man. This is a good song. I really dig this.
You find that on SoundCloud, I guess, right?
On SoundCloud. You just look for Yak Wedge on SoundCloud. You can find it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we have a part of the show, Jake, where it's called Gringo's Hot Takes.
Okay.
Where we both pick a hot take of ours. We talk about it. What, do you want to lead this off? Or do you want me to lead it off?
Do you want me to lead it off? Because I got something I've been thinking about for like 5-6 years.
Shoot it off, bro.
You know, like, I feel like the people in my generation, like, it's time for us to revisit Randy Newman as a songwriter, as someone to respect, someone to listen to his music. Randy Newman is not just that guy that wrote the fucking intro to fucking Toy Story. He's not just that guy. Randy Newman has a shitload of music he wrote from the 70s onward. He's from one of the biggest dynasty music-making families of the United States. That guy has a shitload of great music that you can go listen to right now, and he's not just a "you got a friend in me" guy. Go look up some go listen to some fucking Randy Newman. Go pick an album. Don't just listen to the scores he does, because he's a fucking old-ass dude now. He's just making all this shit for millions of dollars for Pixar and Disney or whatever, but his old shit from the 70s is good fucking music. He does interesting chords. He's got interesting songs. Give Randy Newman some fucking respect is all I'm saying. I want Randy Newman to get more respect. That guy is a great songwriter.
No respect at all, man.
That's my hot take. Is just give Randy Newman a chance. No one knows the old Randy Newman in our generation. They just know the Toy Story Randy Newman.
I like that take, man.
That's it.
He's underappreciated.
Rethink Randy Newman. That's what I'm pushing on. Rethink Randy Newman.
Oh, we will, man. We absolutely will. Listeners know I really recommend that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm going to get into my take, and I want Isaiah Thomas of the Los Angeles Lakers to shut the fuck up.
Okay.
And can I please explain why?
Yeah, please. No, it's your show.
For those who don't know, Isaiah Thomas, when he was drafted, was the 60th pick. And for those also who don't know, that's the last pick of the draft. There's two rounds. He was the last pick. And he recently tweeted, like, verbatim, "Whoever is drafted 60th tonight, call me right after, LOL. I'll give you the formula to get right." And there's a lot, he said that, and I just want to point out that, you know, did he have some good seasons with Boston? Of course he did. He had some great seasons. He averaged almost 29 points a game. You know, he was in the race for the MVP. He brought him to the Eastern Conference Finals. You know, he did his thing, man. He sacrificed a lot for that team. But, like, who the fuck are you now, man? You got traded to the Cavaliers. You couldn't play at first. You couldn't get along with your teammates. You didn't play well. You only averaged 12, 15 points a game when you were averaging almost 30. And now you're on the Los Angeles Lakers on the fucking bench wondering where the fuck your career is going to go, man. And you're telling other players they need to get right? What are you talking about, man? Like, you made the All-Star team before. I get it. You've done some good things in your career. And I'm not hating it, Isaiah Thomas. I actually like him. But he needs to shut the fuck up. He needs to stop. Like, I don't know what he's doing. I really don't know what the point he's trying to get across. I just think he needs to keep his fucking mouth shut. On top of that, I don't know if anybody watches. But he was on a game show. And he made some comments about the Cavaliers, how they're going to get swept, which they did. But he shouldn't have said that anyway. It's so fucking salty. That's another note. Isaiah Thomas really needs to shut the fuck up. I don't want any interviews from him. I want him tweeting. I don't want him speaking. I want him to play basketball, get right, and get back to who he was.
You're so mad about it.
I'm sick of it. I heard that news, and I was upset. I was like, fuck it.
Well, he used to play on the Cavs. He's talking shit on him. That's disrespectful.
And it hurts me, too, because I had a lot of respect for him because he did a lot for Boston. You know, he tried his hardest. He sacrificed a lot. He got injured and all that, and he tried his balls off and brought us back from a lot of things. But, you know, just shut the fuck up, man. And you know what, Isaiah Thomas? If I need to shut the fuck up, come on the show. Tell me to shut the fuck up. Tell old Grego to shut the fuck up.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, that's good that that's coming up. Yeah.
Absolutely. But now, Jake, man, Big Snake, LBJ, you have too many nicknames. I can't even name them all.
Yeah, I got a lot, Gringo.
I
got a lot, Gringo. I'm a man about town.
You got a lot of nicknames, man. But anyways, man, I really want to thank you for being on the show.
Oh, man. It was great, man. It was my pleasure. It was a great time. I really hope you enjoyed my poem.
Oh, the poem was great, man. It was a great way to start off the show.
I had a great time on the show. Anytime you want me back, I'll be here. I'll work on new projects and whatever. And
oh, definitely have you back, man.
Just let me know whenever you want me on. This is a good time.
Anything you want to tell the people before we close out, Big Snake Man?
Yeah, I do want to tell the people one thing real quick. Is that I saw a dead snake in the basement of where my band practices the other day, and the snake was so dead that it was crispy. You know what I mean?
Ooh.
You ever see something that, like, a bug that dies and is dead for a long time, so it gets crispy, so like it doesn't move when you touch it, and you can kind of just like break it like a crispy piece of bacon.
Ooh.
I saw that snake, and I broke a piece of it off, and it was like crispy bacon.
Was it delicious?
I did not eat it.
Oh, you didn't eat it?
No. But I saw a crispy snake. That's all I wanted to tell the people at home. Oh, check out my band, though. We're on Spotify. Wea, L-E-A. We're also on Bandcamp and Facebook. Check out Wea. We do cool rock music, and SnakeandT.com, but I mean, this is posted on that, right?
Absolutely.
We're covered with that. Okay.
And also, I want to point out, at the end of this podcast, we will be playing a Leah song. It's a great song. It's my personal favorite of mine.
Yeah, that's good. I'm glad you have a personal favorite. That's good.
But I want to thank everybody for being here. Thank the Big Snake for coming on.
Oh! Woo!
Woo! This has been The Weekly Gringo.